Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. And this morning, it's a breath of fresh air in this studio. Hold on. I haven't even played your theme song yet. Stop giggling in the background. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. That's good. Nobody knows who you are by your whisper. That's for sure. Nobody knows who this is when she's whispering. Welcome in, filling in for DZ today on a Thursday. Ebony and Pewaukee to Milwaukee.
What's poppin', everybody?
Good morning. It's so different in the studio, isn't it?
I know. I'm looking at you, looking at me.
Is this weird?
This is very weird, but I'm excited.
I'm not going to hang up on you. Don't worry.
Yeah,
I am not
DZ. Please don't. I'm going to leave him a little note.
Yes.
That says, get off my line. DZ, I will be back up here when you are here.
Okay.
So that's... I can look at you looking at me.
Ebony, it is such a pleasure to meet you in person.
Yes, and we are wearing the same outfit.
It's like we're meant to be.
We're wearing the same outfit.
Deezy's going to be so jealous, Ebony. It's like it's Ebony and Ivory, brother. And we are just meant to be. I'm telling you right now, dude. Like, this is the new show. Here we go. You brought me a Diet Coke.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Every time I see a Diet Coke, I think of you.
You do. It's my love language.
I wish I could purchase everyone in the world for you.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It is my love language, so... We are now really in love.
We are shipped.
And I'm happy that you agreed to come in today because DZ's still out. If anybody missed the update, he called into the show. And if I could be honest, I did talk to him quickly last night on a text. He may appear today. You never know.
I hope so.
I don't know if it'll be in person or on the phone, but he may appear on the show today.
And you know what? We hope that Erin gets better.
Yeah.
And we hope that she stays better.
She's on the mend. What are you cracking open over there? A beer?
I mean, I wish. I mean, what time is it?
What time is it? It's a Red Bull. I see you over there. Well, okay. Cheers. Welcome. Diet Coke to Red Bull. Cheers, love. I'm so happy Ebony's here. She drives from Pewaukee to Milwaukee every day after work, after her third shift. We're going to learn more about you more in the show.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
So don't worry. But first, we have to do the question of the day. That's coming up next. So hold on. You're going to see everything from the other side now, Ebony.
I'm excited so much. It's so cool.
I'm so happy you're here. Ebony's here today filling in for DZ. Hold on, everybody. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Ah, such a breath of fresh air. Filling in today for DZ, it is none other than one of our regulars.
Yes, ma'am.
Who loves to call in during the question of the day.
Every day.
Hi, Ebony.
Hi.
Ebony in Milwaukee, baby.
Yes, ma'am. What's popping, everybody?
You're so cute. You can be loud on that mic because I know you're loud.
Oh, what's popping?
There it is. There it is. I knew she was here, everybody. Ebony's in the house. And it is the question of the day today. Thank you for coming in and filling in.
Of course.
In.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So the question of the day is simple. It has to do with school because we're on the verge of back to school.
Yes.
All the private schools have started. And then next week, everybody else.
Yes.
If you haven't, which is like Owen and Hudson and my kids, all the public school kids.
My nephew has already broken me.
What do you mean? Like,
oh, it's like he's going to middle school, so he needs the coolest of the coolest.
Oh, it's like Owen.
Oh, yes.
I buy him a pair of Giannis's, and then he's like, he puts them in the closet, and I go, I'm trying to make you cool. I'm trying to help you.
These kids don't know what cool is.
They have no clue. I'm like, fine, put your Reeboks back on. Put the New Balances on.
Life, okay?
Here's some Skechers. I don't give a damn.
I know.
I'm telling you what. So your nephew, did he already go back?
No, he's part of the kids that are going back in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness.
After Labor Day.
Yeah, he's using every day he can to collect his funds throughout his aunties. Oh yeah.
And you don't have any kids, Ebony, right?
No, not at all.
So Auntie Ebony knows that and he knows where to find the money.
Oh yeah. He always tells me, you make money. Can I have 20 bucks? Like, what?
I'd be like, yeah, here you go, kid.
I wish.
It's all yours. Have at it. Well, the question of the day has to do with school.
Okay.
Because, like you said, your nephew Ebony's going into 7th. Yeah. My boys are going into 5th and 7th. This is middle school now for Owen. Hudson's still in elementary.
Oh.
But we all were kids once.
Yes.
So we're going to talk from our perspectives. What's the best grade?
Oh, yes.
What's the best?
And I got this.
Kindergarten, we probably don't remember much. Nah. Even 1st and 2nd's a little blurry. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. But what is the best grade?
I got this.
What is your answer?
I really feel like the best grade is freshman year. Freshman year, because I say that because it is like your introduction into almost kind of becoming an adult.
Yes.
And you kind of feel a little more responsible to actually do a little better than what you've been doing in school.
You're so independent with your friends. You go, you like leave and go to like McDonald's together.
You get to see, am I a rebel or am I going to go to every one of my classes?
Yeah. You go to the mall or the movies without your parents.
Oh, yeah. You're like, this is risky.
You actually have a curfew.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. It does feel like adulthood, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm one of those people that loved high school. You probably did too, Ebony, because we're people.
Yeah,
we're social.
I didn't have
That's
a group.
That's why I liked it.
No, I didn't have a group. I
had a ton of groups.
Everybody.
I had same. I had my good friends, but I had good friends in like 5 core groups.
Yeah.
We're those
the cool girls.
We're the ones who were friends with everybody.
I mean, it's hard to be an it girl. You know what?
The baddie on the forklift is here, everybody.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. Okay, the best grade, Ebony in Milwaukee says freshman.
Yes.
I'm going to say not middle school. In fact, I hated middle school. I don't want Owen to know that. It was a nightmare, let me tell you. But high school was great.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with when times were simpler then. I'm going to go with first. Because I don't really.
You had to go with first. Nobody remembers that.
Exactly. That's why it's.
You're so smart. I didn't even think of that.
It's a distant memory.
I'll go with kindergarten.
Kindergarten's even better. All right. 414-533-1037. What is the best grade to be in as a kid?
Yes.
That's what we want to know today. Tell me and Ebony next. I see the phones ringing. Kiss FM. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Oh, look out, everybody. She's in here. One of our regulars, guest co-hosting for DZ today. Look out, everybody. She drives from Pewaukee to Milwaukee after work, third shift every day, and I love having her in here. Hi, Ebony.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, it's good morning time.
You're going to be so funny. I thought my cheeks were going to hurt from other people
in
the studio.
I'm trying to frame myself.
You're going to make me laugh a lot today. So, Ebony, we're talking about your favorite grade in school or what the best grade is.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said freshman year, which, yes. Let's be real, probably appalled a few people because they didn't like high school. But
what?
I was with you, and I did like high school a lot. So let's go to Jessica and Racine this morning. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ebony. I'm so excited you're on. I've been waiting for you
for
like 2 weeks now.
Oh, snap!
First round draft pick.
Base.
You do have a fan base, and don't let Ryan from Alabama hear he's going
to
come for
Listen,
your fan base.
I know you're listening.
Hello, Ryan, but Ebony makes life interesting.
Yep. Say it again.
Makes life interesting, Ebony.
I'm blushing.
You're so fun. Jessica, we're talking your favorite year in school. What was it or what should it be?
12th grade. Mm. You put in all your hard work through the 4 years to get into college. You get more freedom from the high school. You're allowed to leave to go to lunch. It's the best time.
You can
I
drive.
Loved my 12th grade. Yeah.
And you know what? When I skipped school, I didn't even care in 12th grade anymore because I already knew what I was doing next.
You're like, I'm on my way out,
like,
man.
Think about it. Junior year, I was scared to get in trouble because of college or sports. By senior year, I went, what are they going to do? Not let me into college? Like, they're going to let me come.
It's
so
a little too late
whatever.
For that.
Yeah. Or what is my job not going to let me come when I turn 18? Oh, boy. You know? Think about it. Who cares? You know?
I feel like you make the best memories your senior year because it's just you're getting ready to say goodbye to all your friends, going off to college, whatever. Mm-hmm. So you're going out, doing things, and having fun. It's the best year.
Yeah. Well,
Jessica, I love it. And you were the first caller. She was waiting for you to co-host Ebony. She got in.
Thank you, Boo.
Yep.
Bye, Jessica.
You're welcome. Bye.
Talk to you later. Now, Ebony, I know you're going to get very excited to meet all the other regulars.
Yes.
And this is a no exception. Sean is in West Bend.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Boo Day.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey, Sean.
And congrats, Sean.
How you doing?
He's expecting twins, we just found out.
Congrats on the baby child.
Thank you very much.
Wait, Ebony, my kids say I sing in every, like I always make everything into a song.
Me too.
You and I are going to be in trouble today. Sean, what was the best grade in school?
I gotta say fifth or sixth, just because like it was still you're still young enough where you didn't have too many responsibilities, and all your friends that you got to just play around with, and nothing really mattered.
Yeah, it was just about playing outside.
And your first crushes, for me at least, really started.
Yeah.
Although I got my period in sixth, so I don't know if sixth was that great, Sean, if you want me to keep
I don't know anything about that. So.
Welcome to TMI in the morning. I don't know if sixth was
the best. I didn't ruin
best.
My sixth grade. I didn't have to worry about it.
We know, Sean. We know we're women. We know you didn't have to worry about it.
We're just girls.
We were over here with bras and pads with wings trying to figure out what the hell we were doing. Let me tell you what. Sean's so uncomfortable right now.
Hey, once you figure it out, let me know so I can...
All right, we got you. We'll send in a PDF.
Just stop getting yelled at.
Ebony already started the PDF. I can
see
it over
here. I'm typing it up.
Sean, fifth or sixth grade, he says I like it. Thanks for calling, Sean. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, have a good one.
See you later. All right, another regular's up next, Ebony. You ready to meet them too?
Yes.
All right, he is calling from the OC. What up, Danny in Oak Creek.
It's Danny in Oak Creek. Are you kidding
Danny
me?
Danny on the forklift.
Yeah, are you? Danny, it is a good morning. It is a good morning.
It's a great morning.
You guys are hysterical meeting each other. I love it seeing you all interact like this with Ebony in the studio. Danny, we're talking your favorite year of school or what the best one should be. What is it?
They are all good, but I gotta say senior year because you're like kings of the school. Yeah. I know somebody said it already, but you're getting ready to go to college or whatever you're gonna do. You're gonna be an adult, do your own thing, get away from everything. It was great.
It's freedom. Freedom's on the horizon. We don't know what else. Like, we didn't know all the bills and responsibilities and how much we were going to call our parents or cry. We just knew we were going to be free every day.
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
And it was great.
I mean,
yeah. Before reality hit.
Exactly. For sure. Yeah, 12th grade was it. All right, Danny, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Danny.
Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you
later. Ladies, have a good day.
Hey, you too. All right, next up, he's the latest one to earn a theme song.
Okay.
The brand new one, John Shoop, baby.
John Shoop, Shoop-a-doop.
His real name is John Shoop, everybody.
Welcome, hey, how are you? Welcome, John Shoop.
How are you this morning?
Hey, John. And John's got his son Emerson in the car.
Hello, Emerson.
Hello.
Ebony, we love you.
Oh, I love you too, too. Thank you so much.
You're like the fan favorite over here.
I can't thank you guys enough.
Nope.
I'm going to have to give her...
It's awesome.
I don't know what it's called. We're going to have to come up with an award, an Ally and DZ award.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, DZ and I will come up with
it.
And you may be the fan favorite of 2024.
I might, and I thank everybody.
How did we not think to have the Ally and DZ awards?
The Ally and DZ awards.
Oh my God, it's coming to me all at once. Okay, John Shoop, best year in school.
Yes.
Go. And what's Emerson going into?
Emerson's going into sixth grade.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, Emerson, what's your favorite one?
My favorite grade is fourth grade so far. I had one of the nicest teachers of all time, and he had a lot of things in common with me.
My heart.
Shout out the teacher, because they're probably crying in their car if they're listening.
Yeah, if you taught Emerson,
what's the name of your teacher?
Shout out to Mr. Mangan. He was the best. He loves sports like I do, so he talked a lot about that, and he helped me through fourth grade.
I'm going to take a sip of my Diet Coke. I can't even. This is the cutest thing ever.
I mean,
Mr. Mangan. His first name wasn't Mark, was it? I grew up with a Mark Mangan.
No.
All right, listen. I am very happy. I like fourth. Did you say what yours was, John?
Well, mine was freshman year. That's where I met all my teachers that made me become a teacher.
Oh, wow.
So that is so freshman year, I had the best schedule ever with the best teachers ever.
That's a huge statement.
I'm a teacher because of them.
Yeah, that's a huge statement. Those teachers were the reason he wanted to be an educator. Wow. Okay,
you know
so freshman
shout out
year.
To you teachers. Yeah. You guys don't get enough thanks.
Seriously. Thank you for calling, John and Emerson. You guys have a great day.
No, you too. We love you guys. Bye-bye.
Aw, bye.
I can't
either. He's like my fourth grade.
My heart is like literally pulling.
And you know how that teacher must feel hearing.
Oh my gosh.
To say you were my best teacher ever. It's like when one of your kids is like, you're the best parent.
I feel like that's what every teacher wants to hear.
It is. Just like, I want to hear I like you more than dad, even though you're not supposed to let them say that.
I just want to hear I like you, period.
I want to hear you're my favorite mom all the time.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
And DZ has been out, but hold on. Just trust me when I say hold on just a minute, because not only is his co-host, his guest co-host in here today, welcome to the show, Ebony in Milwaukee.
Yes, baby. It's a good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am loving having you in here. The problem is we're too much alike.
Yeah.
Our energy is too high. And DZ always brings a lot of energy as well. And guess what?
What?
He's on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, DZ.
I feel like, hold on. I'm on the other side. I should say, what's poppin'?
Hey,
I got to hold Ebony down.
What's poppin'?
Good morning.
Ebony is everything we imagined and more. She's me on crack, basically, with no real drugs involved, if you want me to be honest, because she is so fun.
Where I get it from.
She is so fun.
So, Ebony is Allie on more crack with no drugs involved.
Thank you very much.
Times two.
Yeah. And we dressed alike. It's wild.
I don't even know.
I know. Don't
down
ask.
Down to the shoes.
I put it on down to the slides. DZ, how are you? Forget about us. How are you?
Well, we're doing, man. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm in the middle of making some baby bottles, getting some baby breakfast, some toddler breakfast, doing all the things in the morning. But We're okay.
Good. I know you're being somewhat sarcastic.
Those
I know that.
Good dad traits. You're being a great dad.
He is a great dad and a great husband.
Oh, yes.
Because he's, you know, Aaron's recovering.
Yes, and you're taking care of those kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to you, DZ. This is an appreciation post to DZ.
An appreciation post. Well, I appreciate y'all. But
loved it.
I'm not going to lie. I need you guys. I need you guys a little bit more because things keep happening, man. Like, what the?
Life be life.
Can't even explain this.
Well, listen to this. That more happened yesterday. DZ, if you didn't know it, Ebony, she doesn't even know. He's the what would DZ do today? It's him.
Oh.
He needs help.
Well, we're here to provide
Yes,
it.
And DZ, we love you and we want to help you. So what is going on? Tell everyone.
So for anybody that may have missed an update that I gave, we had to have an emergency surgery. And when I say we, I mean, my wife had to go in for an emergency surgery. There was some complications and, we are very lucky and very happy to all be standing here today as a family together, getting better, but it's a long road and a long recovery.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, a lot of things have felt like they've gotten more and more and more overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was no different. And yesterday, I don't even know. I swear, yesterday was almost the icing on the cake.
Aw, Daisy. Aw.
Because we wake up, and let me, you're probably wondering how we got here.
As if you didn't go through enough. Your wife can't move. She just had surgery. You got two babies. You're trying to make it through the day. What happens now, DZ? Are you kidding me?
And how does it get worse, DZ? Tell me.
Right.
Right? Yesterday morning, we wake up. And everything's pretty normal. Just walking through the house, checking the, you know, pets, mm-hmm. getting them food, getting the kids right, getting them food. Basically what I'm doing right now, but I was doing it yesterday, right?
Yeah.
When all of a sudden my wife looks at me and goes, hey, our cat, Granite, she's not walking. Will you come here, please? Will you check her out?
No,
will you
no.
see? Walk over to the cat. The cat's sitting there panting.
Oh. No.
Very lethargic looking. She's like trying to like drag her body.
Not the three-legged cat. No.
Three-legged. Thank you.
No,
thank you.
We just went through this where we amputated a leg. This was all on the show.
Just amputated a leg. Maybe a year ago. Maybe. Probably not even a year ago yet, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going, oh, fantastic. Now we got to go to the vet.
Oh, now you got a pet problem.
Oh,
are
goodness.
You kidding me right mm-hmm. now? Are you mm-hmm. kidding me?
Mm-hmm. So after scrambling to find a pet carrier, we were able to get one together, take her all the way over to the vet, burn an entire day's worth to, I'm going to just tell y'all, spend $770
to
find
on.
Out.
That's the vet. That's
on.
The vet.
That's
after,
the vet for you.
As if you don't have medical bills coming at you right now. Unbelievable. Oh, go on.
And I'll tell y'all straight up, Granite, our three-legged amputee, amazing cat, my first pet, mm-hmm. our first pet as a family, but my first pet ever in my life. It turns out she has got an enlarged heart like our pit bull did.
Aww.
She has to be on medication, and now we don't really know what life expectancy. Could be 6 months. Could be 6 years.
Oh, poor
We don't
babe.
Know what to do. A little overwhelmed. I'm going to tell y'all that it feels like I'm in a fever dream because everything just keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
Icing on the cake on top of this beautiful icing.
There's more?
I threw my back out.
Oh,
my goodness.
Where's a chiropractor when you need one? Come on.
You know, twerking does that.
Come on, Ebony.
It does that.
So now I'm hurting. I'm hurting on all levels. On a scale of 1 to 10, my back is a 9.5.
DZ, your wife can't move. Nobody else can get hurt in that house. Like, now the cats are down. Aaron's down. We're out of people, DZ.
What's up with movement around
We're
there?
We're out of people. Like, oh, no.
And my wife picking up the boys, doing anything with them, isn't currently an option. She's not medically cleared to do anything.
For sure.
She's not medically cleared to
For
drive.
Sure. Yeah, she can't
you know
do it. She can't do it.
She's medically cleared to rest and do what she feels fit to do.
DZ, you're helping take care of her right now, which she needs, you know? And you're doing it all. Oh, you're having a time.
But we're
dude.
Stuck. And I'm stuck. I shouldn't say we're stuck. We are okay. But I am at that moment where I'm wondering, what the hell do I do?
He's about to snap. He's about to snap, Ebony.
What should I do?
He's overwhelmed, and I get it why you would be, because just as if it's not enough, all the other stuff you're dealing with, then the pet thing on top of that?
Yeah.
is like not even forget, even now we don't know the expectancy and the money on top.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh my god.
And y'all know we live transparent, so I want to talk to you guys as plainly as I can.
As real as I can
under the circumstances, right? Because I'm not exactly ready to talk about everything.
You don't have to.
We're at a point where my wife is doing better daily, but she isn't able to, you know, pop up, pick the boys up, you know, make sure the baby's all right and do all that. Now, I'm not saying she's bedridden by no means, but she is unable to do all of those necessary things. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the point.
You need some help. Point,
I should say, where I'm like, I need some help. And we've had family. My mother-in-law, amazing. She has been an absolute rock star. But she's got her own ailments that I don't want to necessarily put onto her to say, hey, I can't move right now. I can't pick up our son either. Please do everything for us. We're both now stuck.
Right. Have you thought about possibility? Because we're going to come up with, we're going to help DZ out today. We're going to come up with ideas. Have you considered at all sending Sammy and Danny to Juana's house, daycare?
Yeah.
In the morning or something. Give yourselves a little break. Could you do that? Or is that hard because now it's more financial burdens? You know, I had little kids once. It's a nightmare. Trust me. Daycare costs money, okay?
It is expensive, okay?
I mean, or I can take the kids. I just won't bring them back.
Bring them up here and have a ball.
Or does he just need, should he come back to work, Ebony? Yeah, I mean, so, but then who's going to help Aaron, right?
Well, I mean, who's going to help DZ?
Right. He needs support too.
So, I mean, I honestly, I'm going to give you this quote that I gave to Allie early in the week. You build more character when you're losing than when you're winning. So right now it feels like you're losing and you're losing and you're losing, but you're getting so much stronger at the same time. Then it's like when you come out of this season of almost isolation in a certain way, you are going to feel a little bit more triumphant than you do right now. So what I could say is just take it day by day, moment by moment, and don't try to pile it all on top of you.
Damn, Dr. Ebony in
I'm
the
not
house.
Piling it, Ebony. I love it, but I'm not piling it.
I know.
I'm not the one doing it. Trust me, it's not by choice.
It's just happening. Yeah, okay. Just... Well, then we're going to take calls. Yeah. We're going to take calls from the Nicolet Law Studio. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. You can text or you can call 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in and said, bawling as I drive. I wish more people had partners like DZ. You mean Aaron or me and Ebony? Which one? Right. Which one are you talking about?
I think it's all the above.
Thank you, DZ. All right. We're going to help you out because you are overwhelmed. You got a lot going on, and we're going to take everyone's advice. We're going to help out DZ because we love him and we miss him. 414-533. Oh, the phones are lit up.
Hey, you got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
It's been a delight this morning to have you, Ebony, in Milwaukee.
It's been a delight to look at you.
Aw, likewise. So. Twinsies, go look on Facebook if you don't know what I mean. But more importantly, DZ, my friend and family member, is on the phone.
Yes, my long distance
family member. And we're trying to help him out today because DZ, how's it going? Hey, welcome back.
What's up, Webba? Good morning.
This is DZ's segment, and we're all over him.
DZ, we miss you.
Are we making you laugh a little, DZ?
With all the
yes,
yeah, okay,
y'all definitely are.
I hope so. He's struggling because Sam, everything's going on around DZ. His wife's recovering; she can't move much. He's got two little babies. We just found out the three-legged cat.
I know. He doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Oh, Ebony, cost $700 at the vet.
I'm about to hang up, Ebony. That was you.
I'm mean. I gotta make you laugh, DZ.
If I can be honest, and I will be, because we are on this show, we're just going to go to the phones, and I'm not going to let you two go at it at all. Lori is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Good morning, Allie. Good morning, Ebony.
Hey,
Ebony,
girl.
You rock. Allie, you rock twice as hard.
Thank you.
Easy. I love you. I miss you. Prayers to you and your family for, you know, getting better. But I feel like I'm the female version of DZ right now.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like in the same boat, but a little more distance. I myself had to have an emergency surgery a few years back, was totally incapacitated for 4 months. So I feel your pain, baby. I feel your pain.
Oof. Well, happy you're doing better, and thank you for your words.
Oh, thank you. And I have my boyfriend who had to take care of me. And let me tell you, he fed me instant mashed potatoes 3 times before he realized he had to put milk in them.
A for effort.
Thank you for the water spuds.
Yeah. Oh, it was water soup the first time. It wasn't even mashed potatoes.
Oh, boy.
But that's beside the point.
Yeah. So, Lori, your advice for DZ is?
I totally understand because my boyfriend also has a bad back where he could, like, sneeze and throw his back out.
Yeah.
Or he'll be putting his shirt on and his back is out. And he's down for days.
Mm-hmm.
We found what helped him was those Dawn, like, heated back pads, number one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
They seem to help him immensely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my suggestion would be, you know, if you have, a large family, you know, maybe give some people a call and say, hey, look, I know you have your own life and your own things going on. But, you know, maybe try and see if you can have people just, you know, pop in for an hour or two and have people do different things or, you know, maybe write out a list that if somebody, you know, does pop by, you can say, okay, well, you know, could you do this, please?
Basically, we got to get DZ out of the house. Is that what we're getting at? We got to get him out of the house. DZ, how do you feel about that?
Is that what I'm hearing?
Because I have a solution if you want to get out of the house where you and I could hang out on Friday night if you want.
Oh,
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm open to all options.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it's all a guarantee, but I'm down to hear what everybody
has. Excuse me, I'm available.
Ebony's like, what about me, you guys? Lori, we got to go. Thank you for sharing, and I hope you get better soon, okay?
Thanks, and you know what? I'm happy I actually got through on the phone for once. I'm working on that theme song, girlfriend.
It's coming.
Day one. We got you, Lori. We'll talk to you later.
You guys all take care.
Thank you. Bye.
You know why she got through? Because there's one line open because Ebony's in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay, so DZ, you have been in the house. Have you left at all?
Yeah.
Do you go to the store?
I have made the most minor of movements under the perfect conditions. And I'm talking about after the boys have gone either down for a nap or down to bed for the night, I have made my runs to go to the gas station or go to the grocery store real quick.
Nah,
we're not enough. We're not here by ourselves. By any means, right? Like I've said, my mother-in-law has been a staple in this household for the last few days.
Thank you, Carolyn.
We appreciate her.
Shout out to Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. But we don't want to expect her to do everything for
100%.
Us. We understand that this is, at the end of the day, our life and things we have to deal with. She's gracious enough to take time of her day, her schedule, her doings, to just be here with us.
But, DZ, it's her mom.
Right?
That's right. It's her child, and she's going to be there for Aaron, and you know that.
If you're there
no
or not.
Matter
she
what.
Doesn't care. It's her
no
kid. She's not going to get
right.
tired. Yeah.
She's in mom mode, but I'm in dad mode in my house going, I don't want you to have to always do that. I don't want to have to rely and ask and bother. I feel like I'm bothering people by going, hey, for an hour, this. Hey, for 2 hours, that.
Okay.
And then it's the coordination of like, okay, well, the boys are here. Somebody's come and take them there. It makes it more stressful. It raises my anxiety. And after such traumatic events, I've found a certain peace in knowing that everyone in my family is in my house.
Oh,
I couldn't tell you what it is. So taking them to daycare.
Mm-hmm.
We could. But then I'm the one that has to get them ready, take them, go pick them up. And then I'm thinking about, okay, are they okay there throughout the day? Is everything fine?
Well, listen to the text. Somebody said, advice, take whatever help is offered and don't think you're burdening people. The load of problems is too much for them to handle alone at this point. Somebody else said, I'm a stay-at-home mom of a 1.5-year-old in St. Francis. I can help no charge. Both DZ and Aaron need time to heal and rest.
Aww.
Oh, and then the kids could play. Oh, that was really nice.
That's so nice.
DZ, you know, the boys have been sick. It was just the only reason I didn't go steal them from the house, or I just would have taken the kids and left.
Did you mention that Sammy and
I can't get sick because DZ's gone. So no, I can't go near the sickness.
Well, look at me.
Well, you
I'll
are
fill in for the both of you.
Of course you will, Ebony. She'll take the whole damn show over. But DZ, And then I said, well, I could take the pets. I forgot about that.
Oh, even if it's just the pets.
But listen, you know what he needs? He needs to get out of the house.
You think I want my pets out of my house? No, I don't even want the pets out of the house.
Yeah, you're going stir crazy.
You rely over everybody.
Yeah, he's going stir crazy.
You need to get out and like worry about yourself for a minute. Like stop doing some errands. Those
Friday night. Can you get out for 2 hours on Friday? Like if we get someone to be at the house with Aaron and watch the kids, can you come out for 2 hours on Friday? From 4 to 6.
I was going to say, I got to know what time, dog.
Four to six, because the Milwaukee Mile has invited you and I out. Ooh. They have a big family free zone. I know you were really excited about. We're not going to be in a race car, but I know how excited you were about possibly riding. So this is what I'm thinking. He gets 2 hours.
You're ducking.
He gets 2 hours out of the house. We make sure the house and the kids and the pets are covered. We will make sure of that without a doubt. You will get out. You will get some interaction with people, which you secretly feed off of, even though you like to be alone sometimes, mm-hmm. Easy. You do feed off of people like me. You're going to be happy because you're going to see people. You're going to get some energy. Yeah. You're going to get rejuvenated. Yeah. You're going to have the drive in the car alone.
Yeah.
Alone. Yeah. The drive alone is like glorious. Yeah. I know.
And I think two hours to restore a little bit of mental health, I think you should do it.
That's my advice. So that's what I think you should do. Come hang out with me at the Milwaukee Mile, the family free zone this Friday night. I'm not kidding, Deezy. I'm being completely serious.
Will you think about it?
Or are you in?
No. I'm in. I ain't got to think about it, man. Yay! We can make it work.
I am a witness.
I feel like this is the light because you wanted to do the Milwaukee Mile thing so bad.
Right. And that's where I'm going off of. As long as we can get somebody to be here with Aaron and the boys, make sure for those 2 hours that I could pop out, mm-hmm. go hang out.
Yes.
I am more than there because I already feel like I did miss out on that opportunity to hop in a race car and go 1,000 miles an hour around the track. Like something that not many people get to do.
This is as close as I'm going to get for now. DZ, this is it. We're out of time, but I think we solved the problem. DZ's going to the Milwaukee Mile with me on Friday night, and he's going to hang out. And anybody wants to say hi and support, they can swing by because it's a family free zone, Ebony.
I might be there.
Come by and say hi.
Say hello.
Hello.
All right, DZ, I'm going to be looking for you. I get to hug my friend on Friday. Yay! Now. It was so nice hearing DZ's voice again on What Would DZ Do? 103.7 Kiss FM. And filling in for DZ today, another one of our regulars. Ooh, it's been a delight already. Hello, Ebony in Milwaukee.
Good morning. What's poppin'? It is a good morning, people.
You're so fun.
Thank you.
You bring the energy. DZ and I are high energy people. If you haven't picked up from on the show.
I wake up this way.
And you're like us. You're one of those high energy people. Yeah. It's like I'm trying to get rid of my energy at the end of the day.
Yeah, my mom always told me to sit down somewhere. So
stop talking.
Shout out to me.
Ebony, we are going to do Am I the Jerk. DZ might come back for that. He said he might join us for that. It's a good one involving a concert, and I'm hot about the whole thing. So we're going to do that next. But I want to meet you today because we talk to you on Question of the Day. You call in a lot.
Yes, I do.
But I've never been face to face first time.
Right?
You're so pretty. Nice to meet you.
You're so cute.
Thank you.
I can't.
You're so fun. And your personality is fun as hell.
You know, I hear that often. I hear that literally all the time.
Well, I always say, Ebony, Pewaukee to Milwaukee, because you drive after third shift. You're the baddie on the forklift, you call yourself.
Yes, I am.
Where do you work? And then you drive, can you say, and you drive from Pewaukee home to Milwaukee every day?
Yeah. Yeah. So I work for an adhesive company.
An adhesive company,
I am a chemical material handler.
Ooh.
Right.
Sounds scary.
And I'm the only woman in the whole building.
Shout out
to women's rights.
Well, I'm the first female host of this show.
Oh, and shout out to us, man.
So high five to that, sister.
It feels great to have...
You go, girl. You're the only female.
Yeah.
In a male-dominated world. Been there, done that.
And I tell them how it is. You know, I don't sugarcoat it. I'm there to work.
We are twins.
You know? I'm there to work, not there to be your girlfriend.
Amen. And so you're single.
Yeah, I'm single. I've been trying to mingle.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's another story.
You and I have to talk about dating after Am I the Jerk? Because I do have an update on Nature Boy. I haven't shared it yet.
I need to hear that.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
Yeah, and that's for sure. Because it's like, if everybody's going to waste your time, we're just going to date each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and you.
Yeah.
I've tried to cross over.
I've tried.
We can try it again. You never know.
We'll run it back.
Maybe it's me and you. So you're single. Yes. You live in Milwaukee. Yes. Where did you grow up and go to high school and all that?
Live in Milwaukee, born at St. Mary's, went to high school at Marshall. It was a school inside called W.E.B. Du Bois. They closed down, but I went there. Mm-hmm. Graduated there. After that, I decided to take up a trade. Believe it or not, I drove semi.
Go, girl! You're like Mike and Hartford up in here.
Well, yeah, you know, I seen the money my dad was making, and I was like,
is that what your dad did? He was a semi driver?
You know, rest in peace. We miss you every day. But I was like, wanted to always be like my dad. I'm like, oh, he can hold it down. I'm like, yeah, I want to do that. And from that point on, I got into manufacturing. I lived in Atlanta for a couple years. I lived in Florida.
Well, you've lived all over the country.
Oh, yeah. And then I
didn't know
back.
That about you.
Oh, yeah.
I have too before I got to Milwaukee. Sure. So, okay. Another thing we have in common.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not afraid to pick up and go. I mean, life is about experiences, you know? And then also, I would like to let everybody know I'm very big on mental health. And for anybody that needs to hear this morning, you are worth being here. You are worth trying every day.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And if you don't feel like it, try again tomorrow.
See, that's my church, the Church of Mental Health. That's really where I go.
And
amen.
You know what? A lot of things stem from mental health.
Yeah.
You got to take care of yourself.
Yeah. How you were raised, to how you communicate, to how you express yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
To what you internalize.
Yes, ma'am.
So much.
Yep.
So
what
much.
We think is what we become.
Big time. Manifesting is a thing and believing. Yeah. And yes, I'm with you on that. Positive thinking. So, Ebony, I love your vibe, obviously. We're having fun.
Yes.
We're going to do Am I the Jerk? What did we not cover? You're an auntie.
Yeah, I am an auntie. I did lose weight.
The weight loss is the other thing we have to discuss.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
And I have that in common as well. How much did you lose?
So, I lost anywhere from like 30 to 80.
Okay.
And it's a span of on and off. So I'm about 80 pounds down if you think about
good
it.
Good girl.
So yeah, and it's all natural. You know, shout out to the queens that had to help.
I that's the thing. I always say if you want to take Ozempic, you want
to
get weight loss surgery,
you know, that's
whatever works for you. But I too was just, it was all food changes for me. I changed the way I ate and everything else fell into place.
Well, you know, I just got tired of feeling mentally and physically drained all the time. And it came down to what I was eating, and I had to be realistic with myself. Mm-hmm. Nobody was forcing me to eat.
No.
I was doing it myself.
No,
you know?
We tell ourselves whatever we want to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, I know.
So it's like once you start eating whole food, it's crazy how much you lose weight.
And how good you feel.
By not doing anything but eating only things that you were made to eat.
Preach.
You know,
girl,
stay out of the inner idols. And just shop around the store.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do.
On the outside. The meat and vegetables. Fruits. Yeah.
Stay out of the aisle.
She's saying stay away from the processed foods. I understand what
you're
saying.
Frozen veggies. Go get a fresh veggie.
Listen, we're going to get it. You know what? You and I. So listen, we have so much to talk about. We have to do Am I the Jerk? We have to do Am I the Jerk? DZ is going to call back for that. But I'm excited about it. So let me get him back on the phone. And then afterwards, you and I can discuss all of the things like dating.
Yes.
Where I'm at with Nature Boy.
Yes.
Where you're at in your single life.
Yes.
And weight loss.
Yes.
We have so much to talk about. Because I know people love to hear me talk about my weight loss, and I have an update again on my surgeries.
And I know people love to hear me talk.
Okay. It's coming up. Well, I do, honestly. I mean, you're coming in for me when I'm gone. Kiss FM.
That's my intro.
Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Joining me as a guest co-host today is my girl, Ebony.
Yo, what's poppin'? I can't stop saying that.
Well, it's your tagline.
Ridiculous.
It's like if you're a Real Housewife, that's what it would be.
What's
poppin'?
Oh, I love Real Housewives.
And more importantly, even though you're filling in, DZ's here. Hi, DZ.
Epa, morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Hola.
I'm not going to say como estás because I know it's not good. You're going to say not, how do you say bad?
No bueno.
No bueno on DZ's end, everybody. No bueno.
Been better.
So, you guys, today's Am I the Jerk is probably going to trigger a lot of our listeners because it comes from a friend of mine who went to see Pink in Chicago, you guys.
Ooh.
She was just there last weekend, And
mother-in-law's about to be jealous of that one.
Yep. And I'm excited.
I love Pink.
Well, she is a great
show. Shout out to you, Pink, if you're listening.
She's coming to Milwaukee, too, in October. So cannot wait. But my friend went to see her with a bunch of other, there was six of them total, okay?
Yeah.
And she said they get to, you know, Soldier Field, and they're at the show, and they've paid a lot of money for these tickets, just like everyone around them. Mm-hmm. And as they're standing up and singing and dancing, the people behind them are getting angry and asking them to sit down. And they're going, we paid so much for these tickets. And she said that one of her friends turned around and was like, we will not be doing that.
Yeah.
We will not be sitting down. And it became this back and forth for the entire concert where these people were like, we paid, you know, hundreds of dollars to come to this show.
So do we.
Sit down. And they're like, we paid hundreds of dollars. We want to stand up and dance. And they're like, but we have seats.
Right. Listen.
So are they the jerk? Is Christine the jerk for refusing to sit down is the question of the day. Because I've seen people at concerts like this. I've seen Adele. There's a viral video of Adele where she goes into the concert and tells the security to leave the guy dancing alone and let him express it. Remember? Because she's like, this is a concert. He's feeling
and
my
some
music.
Some people only can get to a concert one time in their life. Mm-hmm. So it's like, have a ball.
Mm. Right.
But it could have been hard-earned money that they just spent in that year trip that they took, whatever. We don't know. Ooh.
That's the other thing. What if there is a medical, like they need to sit down all the time or like my mom or something. And they're like, we spent all this money to bring our mom to a concert. Now these people are standing. See the dilemmas?
Right. Which is, it's a catch 22 it feels like right now.
Yes. Yes. Because I am on their side. I'm going to say not the jerk for refusing to sit down. But I don't know, you guys. I don't know.
Okay.
Or no, wait. Allie? Is that right? Refusing to sit.
Refusing.
I don't think they're. She's a jerk. I think they're. Nope. I think you're allowed to dance and stand up at concerts.
Yeah.
But they stood up the whole time.
Yes. 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 Is that you think that's the problem?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
And I know Pink, high energy, high octane, flying through the crowd, looking like Tinkerbell, Pinkerbell
up
there.
You know what I'm saying? Could be Adele.
Literally up there like Pinkerbell, right?
Right.
But is every single one of her songs stand-up worthy? And I'm not saying it's not good music, but I'm saying is the beats per minute promoting you to stand up and do a little dance? No. Some of the songs are a little lower. Some of the songs are a little softer. You
just
might not want to raise
your glass. Just give me a reason, just a little. I've seen Pink. It's stuff like that. You don't really need to be standing up for some of those. No.
What about us?
Exactly.
What about all the...
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Where I'm leaning towards jerk is we all paid for these tickets. We all want to have an enjoyable experience. Mm-hmm. Now you, narcissistically, in my opinion, took it upon yourself to go, no, screw you. I'm standing up. When the people directly behind you were just saying, please just sit down a little bit. You know, I'm not begging you to sit down the whole time. They did buy seats. I'm sure there was general admission where you could stand and dance all you want.
Yeah. Well, some would say you bought a seat. You should be able to sit down. I'm saying not the jerk. Is Christine the jerk for refusing to sit down at the concert?
No.
No?
I would say not the jerk.
You say not the DZ said maybe.
No, that's like
he said yes.
No. I'm sticking to it.
You're sticking
to it. Big old jerk.
Going to the club and then being told to sit down.
I agree.
Sit down then. No. Get off the table then. Mm-hmm.
We're at the wrong
venue. Know what? Maybe we shouldn't have invited you back today. I'm just kidding, DZ.
So
I'm kidding. I miss you so much. I'm kidding. I'm just teasing you. Okay, 414-533-1037. The phones are already lit up. You can text or you can call that number, and we're going to discuss next. Is Christine the jerk for refusing to sit down? Ooh, I can't wait to see what everybody says. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Filling in for DZ today, who's also on the phone. Hi, DZ.
Wepa.
Buenos dias. Ebony is your fill-in today.
Wepa.
We love hearing you, Ebony. Good morning.
Hello. It is a good morning.
One of our regulars. She got her own theme song in Milwaukee, and she's helping us out for you today, DZ.
Yes.
But I'm glad you're on the phone, because it's Am I the Jerk for Refusing to Sit Down at a Concert.
Yeah, I had to call in for this one.
Yeah, this is a wild one. Okay, let's get to our first caller. We're going to start with Whitney this morning in Milwaukee.
Hey, hi, Whitney.
Hey, Whitney.
Good morning, ladies. Hey, DZ.
Morning.
Do you think that Christina's a jerk?
Absolutely not the jerk.
Oh, she was ready.
Oh, not the jerk.
Sentence, dang.
She was ready.
Whitney said, nope, I've been waiting. Not the jerk. Without a doubt. Why?
And she has like those slower tempo songs. You never know how that song hits to the soul. So sometimes you have to stand up and really, you know, sing it out.
Listen,
so,
Whitney, Pink has a whole divorce album, okay? Get me started. Okay. And then they got back together, by the way. But if I listen to the What About Us and all that,
I'm standing up.
It's over,
I'm
dude.
I'm crying
too. That's the divorce album. Yeah, I'm with you.
Not the jerk.
Okay, thank you.
You guys.
You too,
Whitney. Have a good one, love.
Bye. Dude, she's like, I'm in. I'm not the jerk. I got to go. I'm out.
Deuces.
I'm out.
See you later. Okay, up
we
next.
Love it.
I love it too. We have another regular on the phone this morning. Look out. Paulina in Milwaukee's
hey,
back.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Paulina,
okay.
Say hi to Ebony and DZ.
Hi, Ebony. Hi, hey. DZ. We miss you, DZ.
Miss y'all back. Thank you. Thank you, Paulina.
So, Paulina, what do you think? Is Christine the jerk for refusing to sit down at the concert?
Definitely not the jerk.
Thank you.
I've been to a handful of concerts, and I gotta say, man, I stand at all of them because you just got all that energy, and I almost feel like it's rude as a fan to sit down because, like, you want to show them as much love as possible. Like, stand up, keep the hype.
DZ, think about that.
Everybody in front of me standing up anyway, so I'm trying to see too. You know,
there is.
I'm glad you.
Yeah, go ahead, DZ.
I'm glad you said think about that, Allie. I'm really glad you said think about that because think about this. I'm sitting behind Paulina, my back. In so much pain, I paid for these tickets. I paid for them, so I don't want to miss this concert. But I'm in so much pain that I need to sit down.
Here's the other thing, Paulina,
can you please sit down for just a couple songs? Please, my back hurts. I can't stand.
Nope.
And you go, yeah, nah, I ain't going to do that.
When I seen Nicki Minaj earlier this year, my feet were hurting like heck because I had heels on. So I did sit down for a bit. Everybody in front of me was still standing up. But here's the thing. They always have those giant screens where you can see everything.
That's actually true.
And you can see them better on the screen.
So
I'm able to just watch the whole show from the screen then.
Yes. Ma'am.
Well, then if you want to stand up and dance, you better go into the aisle then. Go ahead and do that.
Well, if you want to see the performance, you better look at the screen.
Those aisles are scary. Those stairs are really steep, okay? I'm not standing
Some
up.
Of them are, honestly. Well, and then,
I'm getting ganged up on now. Never mind.
Sorry. Okay, Paulina, you are the jerk for wearing heels, though. To the
No, definitely. Never again.
She's like, Nikki's going to see my toes.
Paulina, thank you for calling. We miss you.
Bye.
Bye. So, DZ, we got two not the jerks so far.
I'm about to hang up, man. Forget y'all.
You better not. We miss you. Please don't hang up. Angela's still in Tosa. There's still hope for you. Angela, good morning.
Morning.
Say hi to DZ and Ebony. They're here.
Hi. Hello. Good morning. Hello, okay. Hello.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Angela, don't make him hang up. I mean,
I have such feelings about this. Not the jerk.
Oh! Thank you.
Why are you so triggered?
This gets me every time. I think it is so rude if you are sitting down. I just feel standing up is just being a part of the vibe of the concert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if someone thinks I am rude for standing, I'm sorry. I am here to just be one with the concert.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, it makes me upset. If you're not enjoying it, I feel like that's how you enjoy being a part of it. I mean, like, growing up, I went to the rave, and, like, that's what, you know, you stood the whole entire time at the rave. So when I have, you know, so even if I have a seat, like, I want to stand up. Yes, mm-hmm. with a slower song, you might sit down, but then you have the screen. Look at the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The screen works well.
I'm not going to lie. I look at the screen at Brewers games. I do use the screen, people.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Imagine Hold if you're an artist. Up on the stage and like everyone's just sitting there.
Oh, we've been there. DZ and I have been on stage where everybody's like, woo! And we're like, get up.
Yeah.
This is so awkward.
Think about the shorties in the world, y'all. And I'm saying, think about the 5'1s in the world that can't see over everybody standing up. That would very much so like to see if we all just sat down for a little bit. Maybe my wife wants to see Pink. And actually not have to look at the screen.
Oh, he's trying to fight for the shorties.
Well, my friend is 4'9".
My friend's 4'9", and she has no problem. Everyone jokes about it at concerts, and she just looks through. As long as she can hear the music, she's fine with it, because she can dance as long as she's standing. So that's always her philosophy.
You got to put Aaron on your shoulders, DZ. That's right. The solution.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue here, is you need to figure out how to hike her up on your shoulders.
He's got no back. Uh-huh. His back is out, but he's going to put Aaron on his shoulders.
You need to fix your back so you can get her on your shoulders, DZ. That's the answer.
Priorities. All
Angela.
Right,
thank you for calling.
Thank you, Angela.
Bye. Oh my gosh. Bye. DZ, I'm sorry. It was not the jerk overall, but I'm sorry.
I know I wasn't the subject of today, but I still feel like I lost somehow.
You didn't, because you didn't lose. It was not the jerk. The reason you didn't lose is because I'm going to see you on Friday night at the Milwaukee Mile, and you're going to get a little time out of the house, very short, but you're going to be happy. You're going to be around car stuff, the family-free zone. You're going to be there with me, and you get a little break.
People.
And then you have to go back home. Boom. I'm sorry. But you get a little break, and I can't wait to see
you. Winner, chicken dinner, and not the jerk.
And anybody's invited to that, by the way.
I might be there, DZ.
Ebony,
let's go. Ebony, let's go.
Hold your excitement.
Okay, DZ, thank you for joining us today. I'm going to play a couple songs, and then we're going to update my dating life, DZ. I'll tell you about this another day. You have enough problems. You don't have time for this, DZ, unless you want to stay.
I got to go for this. You know, little big brother DZ don't want to get angry, because then I'm going to have to hop in the car. Oh, like, geez. I don't know the situation.
This might make you angry.
Listen, I'm like a caged pit bull. She's in good hands.
I don't want to make you angry. This might make you angry.
All I'm going to say is things better be going good, because I'm going to be listening.
They're not. Sam.
I'm going to be listening.
They're not.
And then, then I'm going to go, because I don't want to get triggered.
I don't want you to get angry. I'll fill you in next week when we can just laugh about it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Please.
Go take care of your family. We'll talk to you later, DZ. We love you.
Thank you, DZ.
Bye. I love it. I love it when he calls in, and I think it feels good for him to. If it's a little bit of normalcy to talk to us, even if it's just for Am I the Jerk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's got a lot going on right now, so he is going to be out with me at the Milwaukee Mile. I'm very excited about that. Friday,
make sure you guys get out there.
4 to 6. It's a family free zone before the IndyCar races. They're doing the races this weekend, and the Hy-Vee 250s, and so we're going to be out there. It's all free, and so I'm excited.
Awesome. Yep.
Yeah, so come visit us. Okay, Ebony, we are going to play a couple songs, and then I will tell you what happened with Nature Boy.
I can't wait, because my heart is pounding.
This is my dating life. It's always like high low. Like, it's, I can't even.
Mothers of the world.
There's no consistency. Get your sons. We'll talk about it next. Kiss FM.
Hell no, no.
That's my favorite song.
There's no hell yeah. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It is Allie and DZ. It was so nice to hear DZ on Am I the Jerk? And filling in for him until he can get back is Ebony in Milwaukee.
What's poppin'? It is a good morning, people.
You got your own theme song?
Yeah. Every day we hustling, people.
Called 5 days in a row. You drive from Pewaukee to Milwaukee. She's a baddie with a forklift, everybody.
Make those calls. Beep, beep.
And you and I are having so much fun today.
Yes.
Because we have a lot in common. We're both single.
Yes.
We both lost a lot of weight.
Yes, ma'am.
And we both try to figure out the dating world with no luck.
Oh, there's no figuring that one out. No. But, you know.
None at all. So, I need to update everybody, because I haven't said a word
I've
in
been
days.
Waiting on this all day. Let's go. Sit down.
Well, sit down. Let me sit down.
I've been
down.
Waiting on her to sit down. She's sitting up here pacing.
I do stand and pace a lot. Okay, I'm sitting down. I'm going to get my tea, my coffee.
I'm waiting.
Okay, so Ebony.
Yes.
Nobody knows any of this. Not even DZ. Okay.
Dude, just talk to me like we're on FaceTime. Let's go.
So I had a date with Nature Boy this weekend. This is like the 10th or something date. 9th or 10th, okay?
Yeah.
And all we've done is kiss, okay? And I'm just going to put it out there, everybody, so you can paint the picture.
Transparent.
And which is okay.
Yeah.
But it felt like it wasn't moving. By the 10th date, you're kind of like, okay, we're just hanging out. And now we're becoming buds. And this isn't romantic anymore. And it started to become that for me.
Oh, no.
Where we got too into the friend zone. And
you're
I was like,
bros.
There's no romance. There's no physical. There's nothing happening here. It's not naturally evolving into a physical place, if you want me to be honest.
Right.
So we went out on, first we had a date on Friday night.
Okay.
And I canceled, which was already a bad sign, because I was tired. That's already a bad sign if I want to rest, but it was a long week.
Well, you've been on 10 dates. You can cancel one.
I know. I felt bad. But usually you want to see somebody if you haven't seen them in...
Yeah, true.
I hadn't seen them in 8 days or something, which was the next problem.
Okay.
Okay. So then we have a date. I cancel. I say, can we go out Saturday instead? I have a really busy week. And he says, yes. So we went out on Saturday.
Okay.
And we just went to a pub and played darts, had a few drinks.
I love that.
Same.
I love that.
Super low key. But the problem was, Ebony, as we're sitting there, we're having some great convos, but I knew I had to talk to him about the stalling I was feeling in my soul. I'm like, this is not evolving.
Stagnant.
It's stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what's happening here. And so I asked him, I said, you know, hey, like, can you even picture getting it on with me? And I said that. Can you picture that? And he goes, well, yeah. And I'm like, you can? Because I can't. At this point, I can't even imagine getting it on with this guy.
Really?
That's where we've gone too far. We were too far past it.
So you entered almost friendship.
Brotherhood.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's the worst, right? No, don't be sorry. It's fine. So, because I honestly was, it was on my side too.
Yeah, but
I was having the same issue.
Yeah, but as a woman.
What's going on with your mic?
I don't know.
Why is your mic, why are you so quiet?
Can you hear me?
I don't know. Something's going on over there. Go on.
I don't know, but as a woman.
Hold on. We got to fix that. Can you hear that? Does your mic sound weird?
A little bit.
Go to that one right now. Why does this only happen? This is so weird.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Wow. I don't know what just happened with your mic. Sorry about that. Where were we?
Back to our talk. I kind of feel like, as a woman, we want a man to like want us, like we want them to be like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see you. We just want them all over us, and they're not,
he wasn't even making plans. I was saying, when am I gonna see you again?
And
I
thought, no, hun.
So, and that was when I went, why am I asking him when are we gonna see each other? And then he'd be like, I'm excited to see you. And I'd be like, well, you could have fooled me.
Well, I usually let men know off top, hey, I don't chase, I attract.
Well, that should be.
I'm not chasing anyone. First off, I got asthma.
But Ebony, here's the deal.
What?
He really is a nice guy. He really is not a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
He would be a great partner for somebody. But the problem is, I think we were forcing it because we knew. I said to him, I feel like we're forcing it because I think you're a catch and you think I'm a catch. So we're forcing it. Are you following me on that?
Yeah.
Whereas there's no real romance. There's no.
Okay.
And I said to him, there's like no fire, no fireworks. You know what I mean?
What did he say about it at the end? Like, did this conclude to?
Well, here's where it gets good. Thank you for making me bring it around because I was going on a tangent there. You want to know how it all
ends.
She's
got her coffee in her hand. She's ready.
I'm talking. I'm off on a tangent. I got to bring it back. It ended with him at the bar being like, no, I think everything's good. And what does that look like? We'll work. I kind of expressed what I thought were my concerns. I felt like.
Yeah.
But I also felt like this is good. We had a talk. We're going to start fresh.
Right.
He's going to understand.
Right.
I need more of this and more of this.
Right.
And then he just slowly stops texting. Like, how's your day? But then it gets lower and lower. And I'm like, there is no way this guy is going to ghost me.
Well, no.
Nature Boy is not going to ghost me after we've been on 10 dates and been talking every day. Like, it's one thing, Ebony, when you've gone out once or twice or you've known someone a week, then you ghost them. I don't give a damn. But I'm telling you, you are not going to just stop texting me. And so I texted him. And I'll tell you what happened next.
I know that's right.
Because this is how it ends, everybody. Allie texted, and I'll tell you all about it next. Get ready. So somebody just texted me and said, Nature Boy, the suspense is killing me.
That was the perfect song to follow up this with, if you think about it.
You're not wrong. Changes. Because there's some changes happening around here.
Mm-hmm.
So to conclude the story, because now everyone wants to know what happens when I texted Nature Boy. So he tried to ghost me, and it didn't go well because you know me. I'm going to show up like beep, beep. You can't ghost me after a month. Like,
no.
You can ghost me after a date or two.
Right.
You cannot ghost me after we've talked every day.
No.
Now you got to grow up and communicate with me. So I didn't hear from, I was hearing from him sporadically, but there was no kissy faces involved anymore. Like, it was not like good morning kissy
face. Where's the emojis here?
Nothing. So then it just stopped. Then I said, well, how was your day? And then nothing for over 12 hours. So then I went, you know what? And he would always text good night or good morning. So I went, you know what? First of all, I hope he's okay. Because that's where you go in your mind first. You're like, are they okay? Because the behavior is different. And then once you're okay, like, now what's wrong with you? Like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted him and I said, basically, because I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Right.
Because when we talked at on our date on Saturday and I expressed myself, he seemed fine. We kissed at the end. Didn't seem anything weird. Okay. So I'm like, either he was losing spunk like me the whole time and he didn't realize it, mm-hmm. or he changed his mind after we talked, which is even worse because I need someone who knows how they feel. Yeah. You can't change your mind when I tell you how I, you know what I mean?
No, that's too sassy for me.
Like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Your thoughts can't be always my thoughts.
No.
Right. So I hit him up and I just said, I hope you're okay. And if you are, what the hell's wrong? No, I didn't say what the hell's wrong with you.
I was like, then we're really twins.
I basically just texted him and said, are you okay? And if you are, this is lame.
Ooh, that's nice.
And I said, grow up and communicate with me. I'm not feeling it either, but we've been talking long enough that you should be able to say that to me.
Yeah, just let me know what's up. And I mean, there's many fish in the sea.
So he wrote back and said, you're right, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm not feeling it either. And I'm like, what?
What?
And he's like, you're right, we shouldn't be forcing it. I think you were right. We were trying to force it because we're both nice. And I'm like, that was all you had to say.
That's it, hon.
We're 40. What? You couldn't like text me? Like,
right.
Or call me?
Right.
So he was going to ghost me. I believe it in my soul. And I'm that is not acceptable. Like, so he is a good guy. He's going to be great for somebody. It is not for me. I need someone who is honest, open, knows who they are, knows how they feel, knows what they want.
A man.
Yeah, he's a man, but he's just not the man for me.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to insult him because he was kind to me and he did take me out and treat me well, but he also was going to ghost me. And that's not a good guy trait. So no. I don't get that either. That's a whole nother bucket up. But that's a communication thing. That doesn't make him a bad person. He just doesn't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion. And that's all I know. So, or maybe he met somebody else. I don't even, can I be honest? I don't know. I don't care.
Right.
I just needed him to communicate. That's it. You know?
Well, I think some people tend to think that some people will not take what they're saying the right way, but it's like, I take it the wrong way that you're sparing me?
I'm so transparent, Ebony. When I look right at him and I go, are we forcing this? And he goes, no.
He was probably scared to say yes, but in your face.
But I said, okay. So then he ghosts me? What the hell is that?
Guys are weird.
So weird.
Yeah.
Somebody said Ebony's a natural on the radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Calling in, he wants to give his two cents. I don't know if we should let him on the phone. But we have one of our regulars. Oh, let me get his theme song. Tony the Mascot Man in Racine.
Hey, Tony. Do-do-do.
Hey, Tony.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Another Tony. One bites the dust, Tony.
Oh, I already knew that. This dude is lame.
No, don't be mean. He was nice to me. Don't be too mean.
No, Tony.
Okay, I won't
be
too mean.
He was lame for ghosting me.
I'm changing his name from Nature Boy to Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, because,
can I have your tots?
I can't help it. Yep, exactly. Can I have your tots? Man, even if you weren't feeling it, mm-hmm. 10 dates in, you were feeling it 4 dates in, and you should have made a move.
That's
fair. You got what you both wanted. You guys are grown.
You're right,
you're there
actually.
To have fun.
Tony's onto it. We were feeling it 4 dates in, and we lost it. And it's like, and he said, maybe I was going too slow because we were talking about going slow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not this slow.
Yeah, no,
like,
I'm
not
good.
10 dates and just a little.
The speed limit.
I'm 40. You've been laying on my couch with me for hours, and all we do is mwah, mwah. Like, there's no fire. Yeah. There's no passion.
I'm sorry if you're.
There's no passion.
If you're laying on the couch and nothing's going, I got a good saying, and I think we've wrote it on the board. Treat me like a hoe, or you gotta go.
You feel me? You feel me?
All right, Tony, I'm hanging up on you now. Bye.
Bye.
See
Bye,
you later.
Tony. Bye.
Unbelievable.
I
Tony.
Love him so much.
Tony is so fun.
He just doesn't, you know.
So, like, I don't want to be mean because of all the men I've dated, he's one of the nicer ones, and he will be a great guy for someone. He's almost too unjaded for me. I don't know how to say it. But the communication is my key.
But you know what, Allie? I'm sitting here in front of you, right? And like, you're hot. Like, you're hot.
Oh, I thought you meant like I was sweating.
Like, you're beautiful.
Oh,
like, when you came to the door, let me in. I'm like, there's no way this is a real person.
Stop
like,
it. Ebony, stop
and so
it.
It's like,
you're making me blush. See, he could have made me blush.
You're
he didn't even make me do
catch.
This.
Don't let nobody play you. We don't do that.
Thank
you are a queen, mm-hmm. and that's how you shall be treated.
That part.
Okay, there are way too many peasants in the dating pool, and we're just going to overlook that. And I know that he's probably a great guy, but he wasn't
my guy.
The best for you.
I need someone who's emotionally mature and emotionally available.
Yeah.
And I think he was. I just, it's, you're not emotionally mature if you can't communicate.
Oh,
though.
No.
If you can't express yourself and you go, hey, I'm not feeling this. If you're like, nobody wants to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
But you send people spiraling when you don't communicate.
You hurt people when you don't communicate rather than you do communicate.
That part.
Yeah.
That part.
I would be cool with it if you just were real with me. Then I wouldn't get so mad or confused because I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But with you, your whole thing is like, where are we coming? Are we going?
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not going, then just say so.
Do you know what Lisa in Sheboygan said when she was in here? And her and I were talking about this last week before I went on the date with him. And I said, I think I have to have a talk with him and just see where we're at because it feels like we're stagnant right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Allie, the best way to know is to flip a coin. And when, so basically, we'll just say, this will be the coin, okay? And you'll go, do I want to continue this, heads or tails? And if I say heads, and I throw it in the air, right?
Yeah.
Oh no, it was tails. Am I disappointed or do I care?
Oh, snap.
I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah, well then there
and
you go.
And that answered my question.
There you go.
But there were other people, if I throw it in the air, I'm like, oh!
Right. You're like, please.
No.
Please land right.
I want you to land right. With him, I was like, it can land.
And you know what? I'm sorry. If I don't feel that fire and desire inside of me to want to fight for you, then what are we doing?
Ebony, I'm a passionate person about everything.
So what's your sign?
I need
what's your sign?
Taurus, but I'm borderline Gemini. I'm on the cusp.
We are soulmates. I'm an Aquarius and a Gemini is my soulmate. That's probably why we get along.
Oh, and DZ's a Gemini.
Yeah, and
so
that's why
I'm
we
on the
all
cusp.
Get along.
So I'm literally Taurus, borderline Gemini. DZ's a Gemini.
And I feel like your personality is so bright. And when you mix it with the wrong guy, they
it brings
can
me
tend
down.
To water it down.
It brings me down.
And one thing I've learned about that, my personality is everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to pour just a little bit of it out, I got to move around.
That
I'm
part.
Sorry.
Ebony, thank you for counseling me today.
No
I really
problem.
Appreciate it.
No
that,
problem.
That was the update. It's done. That's it. We're done.
Well, then, we're done.
We're done.
Let's just go ahead and close that.
Closing that door.
Another guy to the roster.
Wait, I already did. Don't worry.
Oh,
the roster is moving again. It's just
Allie
fine.
Is open for rosters.
There's always a wait list. Come on. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Espresso.
Good morning. It's Allie and DZ and filling in today. Nobody recognizes us when we whisper. Filling in today is Ebony in Milwaukee.
Yo, what's poppin'? Howdy.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Every day I'm hustling.
It's
I'm
so
hustling.
Nice having you in, Ebony. DZ was on the show.
Yeah, we miss you, DZ.
We do miss him, and he's gonna try to get back soon. He's probably gonna join me at the Milwaukee Mile on Friday. He is gonna join me from
get
4 to 6.
There.
It's gonna be fun. It's free, a free family zone out there,
ma'am.
For the races this weekend. So I'm excited for that. But it was good to hear his voice. It's nice to have you in tomorrow. I have one more regular coming in.
Yay, we're out here holding it down for you, DZ.
It's a secret who it is. I kept it a secret every day. Mm-hmm. But today's happening. You know why I love having you in here? Because, no offense to the other regulars, lifestyle-wise, you and I are the most similar.
We are literally transparent.
Minus the kids. You don't have any kids.
Nope.
But you are single.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm literally walking the same path that you're walking just a couple years back.
Aww.
You know, and that's why I feel for
you.
You
two are going to get ghosted one day.
Oh, I've already had.
I'm joking.
But I'm better than that.
You're dealing with the dating, but you lost a bunch of weight me.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, a lot of people tend to think like, you know, when you are heavier, I don't know if you experienced this, but when you are heavier, people tend to think that you are the desperate one.
Ah, what do you mean?
It's like I struggled with dating when I was a little heavier than I was because they thought that I was on desperate terms. No, sweetie.
Oh, I do encounter that, and that's where men disgust me. Where I talk to a friend of mine who is bigger or overweight, the way men talk to her disgusts me.
Yeah.
Like the way they will come at, they do not come at me like that because I will snap. But they just immediately slide in with these nasty DMs.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Like, hell no, dude.
And then it's like when you're bigger and you try to talk to certain people and, oh, okay, nope, 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 nope. Then you lose the weight. And then it's like, hey, what's up?
Yep. And those are the people you don't want either. You know, there was some guys that tried to date me when I was before I lost a ton of weight. And I'm like, you know what? I should give him some just for sticking around.
Just for sticking it out.
Just for wanting it when I
you
wasn't
skinny.
You get
some
skinny.
Of the new body.
Just because. Just because, my guy. That's really funny. Yeah. Well, I lost all my weight. I went, you know, keto, low carb. And
yeah,
it was,
I was going to ask you, how did you do it?
It was all food changes for me. All food. I started in 2018 and I lost 150 pounds. So I had gotten divorced.
Ooh,
I got divorced while I was pregnant. Let's catch everybody up on my crazy life. Two kids. I was married. 2013, I'm pregnant. I end up getting divorced abruptly while I'm pregnant. Some know the story, but my kids are older, so I'm not getting into that. Mm-hmm. They don't need to know that. They just, they love their dad and they
right,
should.
And that's all that matters.
And him and I get along great and that's the way it's going to stay.
And sometimes you're better parenting apart.
Well, it took years, but we're fine now. Yeah. So we're not going to revisit that. But I got divorced. I was a single mom since Hudson was little and the kids are in both of our lives. They go back and forth. Yeah. But I did not date until, you know, I lost 150 pounds. It was grossing me out, the thought of dating.
Yeah.
So when the kids got old enough that they were self-sufficient, like 6 and 8 is when I lost of the 150 pounds that I had gained because I was depressed.
Congrats.
Well, that's the thing. I was depressed.
Crazy.
I was overweight and I had gone up and down like Oprah my whole life.
Oh, yeah. That cortisol is going crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this time it stuck for some reason and now I'm pretty much low carb. I've kept it off for 6 years.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank
I can
you.
See your shoulder definition like
Thank
crazy.
Well, I was a swimmer. I grew up swimming and I was an athlete. But, you know, I was an athlete. Don't mind me.
Yeah.
But I go to the gym now because I like how good I feel.
Yeah, it's a mental clarity thing.
It's not. It's not how I look anymore. It's actually mental and how I feel overall.
Yeah, I mean, losing weight is a plus when you go to the gym. But the biggest thing that I could recommend to people about starting the gym is first off, just start it. Don't tell yourself you're going to start Monday. Yeah. You're not going to do it. Just start it. I don't care what day it is. And also have that mentality that you are there to feel good mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And once you feel good mentally, you look good physically.
And then it all goes from there. And then you feel better about I feel like I've gotten so much more body aware. Even just like working out, doing yoga and Pilates and like learning my body better.
And yeah, it's like I went through this phase where I thought like there was something wrong with me neurologically because I would keep my arms to my side. I wouldn't do like very much movement, very stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started to lose the weight, I'm like, oh, I can wave. You know, I can move.
I didn't even think about that. You know what my sister said? She's lost almost 100 pounds.
Yeah, I seen a picture of her when you guys visited her.
Yeah, Penny.
Great.
Thank
Shout out
you.
To Penny.
Go girl. She listens on the Odyssey app a lot. She's in California, but she lost a bunch of weight. And she said the other day, she goes, I could cross my legs again. I go,
simple things.
I didn't even think about that.
Simple things. And yes, crossing your legs like a lady instead
of
like a dude is a plus.
How did you lose your weight, Destiny? Because I also want to tell everybody, I had an appointment. I have an update on my new skin removal surgery, but I'll get to that in a second. How did you lose your weight?
I just got tired of feeling like crap, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try to eat nothing but meat. Mm-hmm. Vegetables, fruit, right?
So you did all that. Food like me?
Oh, yeah.
It was all
like,
food.
I was like, let me try the food route because I did go to my doctor. My doctor was going to give me bariatric surgery and then gave me the whole slew of what it would look like. And I'm like, I'm not going through that. Shout out to people that did.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm so proud of you
for
a
lot of people.
Taking charge of your life.
It's great, yeah.
But I wasn't at that point where I was like that dangerously big that I needed that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I don't want to alter my body. So what's my other option? And I remember my doctor, shout out to Kaz Raju, we love you. I remember my doctor was telling me, hey, if you can try to switch up your eating, I swear you will lose weight.
And you did it. It's 100% the food. Yeah.
It worked.
And then I started the working out later.
And going to the gym. And I swear it makes
you feel
cuter.
100%. I feel so cute.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Because moving your body makes you have endorphins and then you're happy and you do all that.
Yeah.
I'm so with you, Ebony. Well, you look amazing.
You do too. What?
I love that we have the weight loss in common.
We're twins. You can't even tell us apart.
Batty with a forklift. I love all your tattoos. You were showing me your tattoos.
Oh, I love your fresh skin. I wish I could start.
Well, I've been talking about getting one.
We'll
see.
Great, girl.
Coming up next, I have to tell you what happened, though, with my doctor at Alume.
Oh, please do.
Because I've had 3 skin removal surgeries. Mm-hmm. And since we're talking about weight loss, I had another appointment. And now there's another update.
Oh, yeah.
On what might be happening next. Because if I already had them, what am I? I'll tell you guys everything next.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Good morning.
And my special guest co-host filling in for DZ today is my girl, Ebony in Milwaukee.
Oh. Yes.
Oh. Oh, hold on. There we go. My bad.
Good morning. What's poppin'? Thank you for tuning in. You're tuning in on Odyssey app. You can listen up to an hour and win some stuff.
Listen to the Odyssey app. You might win a trip to We Can Survive the concert. You are good at this job.
Hey, and if you win the trip, can you invite me?
No. Please? Oh. Maybe. Yeah, they can. Ebony, it's been a delight having you in here today.
I mean, it's been a delight being here.
We're going to give away Avril Lavigne tickets, so hold on a second. But I wanted to update everyone on what's going on with my skin removal surgeries, because it's been a lot on this show today. We did the update on Nature Boy. We did that. Now we're doing the skin removal. So I went and saw my doctors at a Loom. I don't know. Maybe was it in July? Yeah. Oh my God. Time's going so quick. It's almost September.
Yes. Yeah. When you went for your consultation?
I did go for my consultation. Yes. So I went in and I said, can you do anything to the bottom half?
Because you did lose.
I lost 150 pounds. Yes. And then when I kept it off for like 3 or 4 years, I did skin removal. So I did an arm lift and I did a tummy tuck and I did a breast lift and augmentation.
Yes.
And it was amazing and it's changed my life.
Amazing.
My boobs or my arms?
Well, everything.
Everything? Thank you.
I'm in love right now.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much. And so, as they should, because I paid for it. So anyway, no, they're the best at a Loom. So I went in and I said, can you do something? And he goes, he looked at me because I'm standing there, in a thong.
Right. You're like, look at me.
I'm like, what do you think, doc? I'm in my undies. And he's like, what do you want me to do? And it's so funny because a doctor is just staring at you naked and it's not weird at all. And he's like, what do you want me to do? And I go, well, I don't feel like the bottom matches the top.
Right.
And I go, I don't mind the size of my legs.
You look very proportionate.
Thank you. I'm okay with that. But when you see me in a bikini, like there's just a lot of kind of skin hanging off the side of my, I feel like my butt and legs.
Yeah.
So he's looking, he's like, oh, I don't know. Cause it's so hard to do the butt because.
To do the butt.
It's not that hard. I'm a plastic surgeon.
I feel like Tony would eat this up right now.
Tony Intercene. I have no idea what I'm talking about, by the way. I am not a doctor. I'm not board certified like the doctors at a Loom. I don't know anything. But there's just certain things. Like they don't want to cut on the butt crease.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't necessarily want to, because I have these, like, I call them the saddlebags, all the skin and
locked
weight.
And loaded.
Hanging on the side. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about reshaping, reconstructing, moving maybe some of the stuff on the side of the back.
Do a transfer,
a fat transfer, and all that. So they called last week.
Yeah. So what was?
They said, what about, we talked about doing it in September. I go, listen, I cannot do anything in September. I am booked to the ninth.
You got the kids going.
We got
back.
The Komen walk. We got the ovarian cancer walk. I mean, I could go down the list of things I have to do in September. Yeah. It's got to be after.
Yeah.
So they said, well, let me consult with the doctors because he wanted to take pictures of my legs and butt and go, let me talk to my other surgeons and consult with them. I said, please get all the opinions you can.
Right.
And they called and said, okay, he wants to see you. So I have no idea what he's going to say.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
When are you going back?
Next week on the 4th.
Okay.
So that means I will have an update next week on officially what they think if I should do
or
anything.
BBL.
BBL.
BBL. LA.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
But I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for you. You deserve it after all the hard work.
They are going to take this thing. They're going to take some of this. You see this? I have a little cyst above my eye and my eyelid. Mm-hmm. He's going to get that off. We're going to get some of the skin off. So there is a little more going on. I'm like, you can just do my eyes.
Right. You're like, at this point.
Well, like when we put all these things under our eyes because we get bags under our eyes and then I got all this skin. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
But you look great, though. Well, don't beat yourself up.
No, I feel great. I feel great, absolutely.
The way you've been jumping around this office, I'm like, I love it so much.
I got a lot of energy. So do you. So that's my update. Next week, I'll be back and I'll tell you officially what the doctors at a Loom suggested I do or nothing at all.
I'm excited and I'll be listening. For sure.
I cannot wait to update you.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.